So this week we're going to talk about healing. You've been delivered from sickness and disease. Every sickness, every disease, the Bible says, is under the curse.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland as she begins an essential week of teaching. Healing is always God's will for you. When you learn what the Bible has to say about your health and wellness, your days of sickness and disease will be over.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. This week, we're going to talk about healing. Healing. It's God's will for you to be healed. God's will for you to be saved. Part of your salvation is healing. You get forgiveness of sins. You get deliverance from the whole curse of the law. The curse came because of the broken law. And when you get born again, you get delivered from the whole curse, which includes everything, poverty, sickness, disease, all kind of bad things, everything that would be bad, everything that would be a curse. You've been delivered from it. So this week we're going to talk about healing. You've been delivered from sickness and disease. Every sickness, every disease, the Bible says, is under the curse. And then Galatians 3 says Jesus himself delivered us, redeemed us, bought us back, paid the price for us. So we don't have to be under the curse. So we're going to take healing this week, and probably next week, and we're going to talk about what the Bible says about sickness and disease and about healing. Now, I'm going to start today in Proverbs 3, and I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. Proverbs 3:1. We've talked some in the past about length of days, which goes right with healing, because if you're well, you're going to live long. And if you're protected, you're not going to be in accidents that take your life. And so we have Psalm 91 for our protection, many other scriptures. So we are protected, we're healed, we're whole, we're prosperous. That all comes under the blessing of being born again. And the blessing, even in the Old Covenant, the blessing included every good thing under that could be and every deliverance from every bad thing that could be under the blessing in the Old Covenant. There was a blessing and the curse. Now, Jesus has redeemed us from the curse, the New Testament says. Then the blessing has come on us. So let's look at Proverbs 3, and I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible the first three verses. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now, Ken and I have been walking with the Lord for a long, long time, a really long time, and it's just gotten better and better and better. But the longer I walk with God and the more I study the Word and the more I understand how things really are, it depends on what we do. Our deliverance depends on how we walk with the Lord, how obedient we are. In other words, if you want to just live a bad lifestyle, you want to do things you know aren't pleasing to the Lord, you're going to open the door to bad things. But then on the other hand, if you say, I'm going to go on God's Word, I'm going to take God's Word and I'm going to obey it. Now, that's what Ken and I have done. I'm not saying we've been perfect, but I'm saying we have perfectly tried. I mean, we have worked at it. And it was not work. It was a joy. Because when you obey God's Word, things work for you. Things go well with you. And it's good to be healed. And it's good to be prosperous. And all the good things that God has for us and wills for us He's able to bring it into our lives if we'll allow Him to by doing what He says. So here's what Proverbs 3 says in the Amplified Bible, verse 1. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now, you see, that takes all the effort out of keeping the commandments, because your heart, for us in the New Testament, we've been born over again. We don't have the same old heart or spirit. That's your spirit. Your heart is your spirit. The spirit of man is the spiritual heart of man. So we have a new heart. After we got born again, we got a new heart. And then we were filled with the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher of the church and who teaches and enlightens us. And we didn't just do that for a little while. We stayed with the program. We thought, this is great. We've been delivered from poverty. Ken and I, neither one liked poverty. And I'm sure you didn't like it either if you ever experienced it. It's a curse. Poverty is under the curse. We didn't like sickness and disease. We didn't have any serious health problems at the time, but there were always sickness and, flu or cold or things that would try to come on you that weren't life-threatening, but you didn't like those. I didn't like those. So this was great news for us. And we found that the Word of God and obeying God is the key, and it's still the key. In your life, it's the key to the wonderful life that Jesus has bought and paid for us. For me to walk in obedience is blessing. For me to walk in disobedience brings the curse. It opens the door to things. So we learned to be obedient, and we became what is known as Word people, or you could say fanatics. We became fanatical about the Word. We wanted to know what the Bible said to us, and we wanted to obey it. Now, that's been a lot of years, 40-plus years ago, and we've been blessed, and we've been healed, and we're still strong. Glory to God. Strong beyond our years. So here's the first scripture. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, and continuing, get this, continuing through old age. Hallelujah. Well, you may not can tell it, but Ken and I are at this part now, and we're continuing through. Hallelujah. We're continuing through old age till death, this Amplified Bible says, or you could say till your departure, because that's what death is. Death for us is leaving this body. Death for everybody's leaving this body, but the difference might be where you go after you leave the body. That's definitely the difference. So the length of days, years of a life worth living, inward, outward, that would be your circumstances, and continuing all the way through old age till death, the Amplified says, or through old age until you leave this earth. And then guess what? It just gets better, because now if you know the Lord, you leave your body and you're in heaven and you're in the presence of God and you're up there at a place where there is no curse. The curse is only in the earth. You don't have to deal with the curse once you get to heaven. Okay, I'm gonna do it again because I want you to get this. Forget not my son. So this is talking to those people who belong to God, who have made Jesus the Lord of their lives. This is in the Old Covenant, so it was written to the Jews who would obey God. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, continuing through old age till death, or till your departure, you could say. That's what death is, departing. You depart this body. And if you're a believer, to be absent from the body, the Bible says, is to be present with the Lord. Continuing through old age, all the way through it, till departure or till death, these shall the Word of God add to you. Peace, tranquility, inward and outward, in your circumstances, in your body, in your life. Hallelujah. So that is a great scripture for long life. And it gives us the key to making life worthwhile. We keep the commandments. Now, Ken and I have been at this since about the end of 67 and the beginning of 68. And then we got born again. We began to know the Word, hear the Word, obey the Word. We've been students of the Word for a lot of years. You can figure that out. And, you know, we're at old age. We hardly can tell it. But we are. We're up there. But, you know, in the Bible, man's time was 120 years. So, you know, this is really just middle age in Bible age. You see, you open up a whole different realm when you obey the Word of God. So this scripture gives us a key. Length of days, years of a life worth living, and peace or tranquility, inward, outward, continuing through old age till your departure, till your death, till you leave this body. These shall the Word of God add to you. And then it gets better, of course, after you leave the body, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So let's look at that's the start and where we're going to work on this lesson on long life and good living and satisfaction. We learn from the Bible that if we're walking with the Lord, doing His will, then we are satisfied. God satisfies us. Hallelujah. We'll watch for that word. Then in 1 through 8, in that same chapter, we read the first few. Let's read the rest of them. Continuing. Okay, let's read. Let me start over, and I'm going to read it without stopping. For length of days and years of a life worth living, tranquility, inward and outward, and continuing through old age, till death or till departure, these things shall the Word of God, these shall they add to you. Let not mercy, here's some more instructions for us, let not mercy and kindness forsake you. Bind them, mercy and kindness, that would be, you know, that would include the love of God, wouldn't it? Let not love forsake you. Bind them about your neck. So you put mercy and kindness. Now, if you want to be blessed, be a blessing to other people. Mercy and kindness is not for your sake. It is for your sake in a way because it blesses you, but then that's what you show toward other people, or the love of God. That's a good way to say it. Let not them forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. Love, the love of God. Love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. That all those things that the Bible says in Corinthians, where it talks about, that's the Amplified Version. That's a description of love, and we'll talk about that some. But you know what love is. Love is treating people the way you want them to treat you. Whether they do it or not, you treat them in love. So it says, shutting out all hatred and selfishness and truth, shutting out all falsehood, the love of God, not let the blessing forsake you. Bind them the truth about your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Now, you might be somebody and you think, well, nobody loves me. Everybody treats me bad. You know, I'm not treated well and this and that and the other. Well, here's the key to being treated well. Walk in love. Let not mercy forsake you. Whether people treat you well or not, you treat them in the love of God. And the blessing will come back upon you. And people will begin to treat you well. So shall you find favor. Here it is right here. If you'll do that, so shall you find favor and good understanding and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Now, what do that? You put mercy and kindness and shut out selfishness and hatred. You put mercy and kindness and you don't let that forsake you. That brings you favor with God and man, the scripture says. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart. So have faith. Believe God. Believe what the Word says. Have confidence in Him. When you find in the Word that by His stripes you were healed, you have confidence in that. You take it. You receive it. Do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Many times we've been raised wrong. We've heard things all of our lives as though it were truth that's not truth. I mean, I was raised where they said healing is passed away. Well, that was not true, but as a little girl, I had no quarrel with it. How did I know? Besides that, I wasn't sick, so it didn't bother me too much. But then I found out that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says Jesus Himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases, and by His stripes I was healed. Now, when I found that out, that entirely changed my physical being. I began to believe to be free from sickness and disease. And you know what? I am free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am on no prescription drugs. I don't have to take anything for my mind. I don't have to take anything for my heart. I'm healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So shall you find favor and good understanding and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Now here's a key. In verse 5 it says, lean not. I'm sorry, I did that wrong. On verse 5 it says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Now, Ken and I, when we began to do that, it changed our whole lives. We began to be Word people. And I mean extreme Word people. We believe what the Word says. And way back there, 40 years ago plus, we began to walk in the Word of God. And we begin to believe what the Bible says. If it says it's God's will for us to prosper, we believed it. When it said He bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases, we believed it. And we acted like it and we talked like it. And all these years, the blessing has been working in our lives and in multitude, millions of other people's lives. I mean, we're not unusual. There are a lot of people in this world that believe the Bible and are bless, the word for that that covers healing and prosperity and peace and all the good things in life is blessing. The blessing comes on you through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And here's another key. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him. So we go to the Word of God to see how to talk, how to live, what to do, how to love, how to walk in love, how to refuse to walk in unloveliness and hatred and all the bad things that come from the evil one, Satan. In all your ways, know and recognize Him, and He will direct. It's a great scripture. This is Proverbs 3, verse 6. He, God, will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Now, Ken have been living in that scripture for a lot of years. God does not fail. If you give Him an opening into your life, He will come in. If you look to Him for direction and guidance, He will reveal it to you. But you've got to let Him be God. I mean, you can't live a natural, carnal life giving God no time or respect 6 days a week and go to church one day a week just out of a religious purpose and expect to walk in that blessing. How do you get to where you walk in the blessing? You spend time in the Word of God. You let it, you go put it in your eyes and your ears. You get it down in your heart where it talks to you. You let it correct you, correct your words, correct your attitude, correct your actions to agree with it. What is written in the Word of God is the best and the highest and the freest and the most sickness-free, trouble-free, poverty-free life that you could ever have. Just simply go into the Word in all your ways, acknowledging Him, doing, in other words, obeying Him, doing what He says, and He'll direct your path, and that path will be good. Glory to God. It's what God has for you. Ken and I could have not gone that path. We could have stayed under the curse and poverty, trouble, couldn't pay our bills. When sickness came along, we just got sick. We didn't know we'd been delivered by Jesus from every sickness and every disease. The Bible teaches that. But when we began to obey, things began to change. And all these years, they've only gotten better. The more we know, the more we do, the better life is. Hallelujah. So now Ken and I are what the world calls at old age. But we don't feel old. We don't act old. We're not sick. We're not broke. Why? Because Jesus is Lord of our lives and the Word is Lord of our actions. Whatever the Bible says, that's what we do. And that's what God has for all of us. I'll be right back.
Living well and stepping up to the good life is part of God's plan for you. He wants you to experience a meaningful life and enjoy wholeness, health, and blessings every day. Experience God's best with this 3-pack of resources included in the God Wants You Well package. Start your journey to wholeness as you join Gloria Copeland on an intensive study through God's Word. God Wants You Well. Her 2-CD teaching reveals the Heavenly Father's heart towards healing and how you can be vibrant, enjoy your life, and fulfill God's purpose for you. Her mini book, Steps to the Good Life, shows you how to live long, strong, and in the fullness of God's blessings right here, right now. Strength and Beauty, In the Presence of the Healer, a music CD by Sarah Hart Pearson, sets the atmosphere for you to receive your healing and experience God's love for you as you take a step towards maximum health and wholeness. Now is the time for you to be well and living the good life.
Order the God Wants You Well package today at kcm.org. This new package includes the CD series God Wants You Well and the mini book 3 Steps to the Good Life by Gloria Copeland. You'll also receive a worship CD by Sarah Hart Pearson's Strength and Beauty in the Presence of the Healer, all for just $18. To order, call 800-600-7395. Or for additional product discounts and 48-hour processing, and for these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland, go to kcm.org.
Today, Deborah Schultz from Syracuse. She has had pain in her right shoulder, 2 surgeries, rotator cuff problems for 8 years. But let her tell you what happened, please, in the service yesterday.
On my way here, I came up with a few friends from Syracuse, and my shoulder was so bad, I literally could not move it. 3 pain patches that I got from the pain clinic just to help me to even try to relax. In service last night, I received a healing in my shoulder, in my arm, and I can just do everything with it. The pain is completely gone.
Oh, that's so
hallelujah.
Good.
This is my first time at a Copeland conference, and the word that he gave last night, I'm up there and not expecting a healing, and my shoulder was just, it started feeling better. And then when Gloria was ministering this morning, it's gone. I mean, I could not move my arm like this. And it used to bum me out because I couldn't raise my hands to praise the Lord. I do flags at my church and I couldn't do it because my arms, they wouldn't go up. They wouldn't stay up. I've been living in pain 24/7 since 2002. And it is so freeing. I am so grateful. The Copelands, the anointing that Gloria brings for the healing, I am so glad I came. And I'm so glad that I'm joined partnership with the Copeland Ministry. I feel like a part of their family.
As most of you know, we have healing school in all of our meetings. And Deborah came and received her healing, as many, many, many people do. And then we let them give testimonies of their healing that they received that day. Many people don't even realize it yet, but they keep on receiving. And people get healed. We've done that for a lot of years, since 1979. The pain left her when she raised her arms. There was no pain. Hallelujah. Jesus is the healer. God's always been a healer. Healing was in the old covenant. Healing is in the new covenant. The Savior, Jesus the Lord, it says, bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Now I'm going to pray for you. And whatever it's your rotator cuff or whatever it is, you just give it all to the Lord and receive your healing. Now, how do you receive? You take it. When I pray for you, you take it. And you say, I receive my healing, I have it, and I'll not stop. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person before you right now that needs healing, that's watching these broadcasts. And in the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed from the top of your head, the soles of your feet, to the soles of your feet, receive your healing and be made whole. Now you take it and say, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. By His stripes, I was healed. And continue to watch the broadcast this week. God wants you well package. I mean, God wants you well. So we've put together some things to teach you, a CD series that I did, Three Steps to the Good Life, the Healthy, Whole, Healed Life, Every Day Healed, Every Day Blessed. We want you to have it, so be sure and get it. You need to grow in these things. You have to learn it before you can walk in it. There's a music CD. There's all kind of good things in there to help you receive your healing. So get that. When you get it, don't just put it on the shelf, but listen to it. Glory to God. I speak healing. You are healed. Every symptom, leave your body now and give God all the glory. The next healing school will be in Canada in May 14th. On the May 14th, where is that meeting in Canada? It's Vancouver. Come to Vancouver. May 12th through the 14th, lots of word, lots of healing. Glory to God. See you again tomorrow. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org.